G'day and welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're here today on the 8th of October to deliver a digest of the industry's must-know news. In the wake of the devastation left by ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, the Australian government has stepped up. The government unveiled financial support measures for those workers hit hardest in Queensland and New South Wales. Eligible workers now face a future cushioned with up to 13 weeks of income support, mirroring the rate of the Job Seeker scheme. That's a $778 every 2 weeks. Immediate relief is also available in the shape of a one-off $1,000 disaster payment. With about 230,000 homes powerless and a lingering threat of severe floods, it's been a rough week. Insurance claims are rolling in thick and fast, with the tally nearly hitting 3,000. These numbers remind us of the crucial role both public and private sectors play in seeing us through crises like this. Continuing along the theme of insurance industry shakeups, NRMA has revealed its exit from farm insurance sector, effective July 1, 2025. Many farmers stand to be affected, pushing them to seek out reliable alternatives to protect their bread and butter. Other insurers continue to be committed legends, standing guard for our hardworking agricultural community. Consultation with insurance brokers is highly recommended when navigating through premium costs, claim processes, coverage scope, and customer support. Despite the stress, this is an excellent opportunity to reassess insurance needs and make sure they're in shipshape. No week is complete without a bit of controversy. The proposed $1.35 billion acquisition of RAC Insurance by Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, isn't sitting well with our watchful Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. The ACCC raised a few flags around the merger's potential impact on motor and home insurance sectors, warning us about possible hikes in premium rates and a dip in service quality. Add to that the implications for access to reasonably priced repair services, and you have a sizable roadblock to competition. It's not all stormy weather, though. IAG is keen to collaborate and set things right with the ACCC, proving why dialogue and cooperation are essential in business. Lastly, a heads up to our New South Wales builders. Mark the 1st of July, 2026 on your calendars as the date to secure professional indemnity insurance. Ensuring accountability and protecting clients against financial setbacks from construction defects or negligence is the chief goal here. Coverage should always align with project specifics, so choose wisely. Let's not forget, the duty of care span in the Act is a long 10 years. Thus, coverage needs to be right on the money. BizCover has got your back, offering tailored PI insurance products from July 2025. It's worth your time to review policies before the deadline arrives, ensuring both protection and compliance. That's all for this week's roundup. Find more information on personal and business insurance at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned, stay insured, and we'll catch you for the next update.